Welcome to the Binge Breakers podcast. I'm Jacqueline. I am here to teach you how I overcame bulimia and my binge eating disorder, and how you can too. Through simple steps of mind management, repairing your relationship with yourself, understanding your habits, and intuitive eating.
Disclaimer, this recording is not intended to be used as medical advice, nor is it advice from a doctor. I am a coach, a recovery coach, and I offer advice from my own experience and my clients, but please, if you think you are in need of medical help, seek it immediately. We'll also be talking about subjects such as binging and purging, depression, and other sensitive topics, so if those trigger you, please listen at your own discretion. Welcome to another episode of Recovery Stories, Binge Breakers, but Recovery Story style. And these episodes are kind of little client highlights and stories I hear from individual people, but usually people I work with that help them, that are just snippets of their recovery that are meant to help you. And so this person that I'm about to talk to today, I worked with them for a total of, 4 months, and they took some space in between meetings and stuff like that. And their biggest issue was usually what they would do is the reasons that they would binge and purge were because they either ate too much food or they went past a certain threshold, and there was constantly thoughts of like they was unhealthy or was too much of this or that or whatever, and constantly this perfectionistic idea of what they should be eating and what they should be feeling after they ate drove them to behaviors, because it felt like once they went past what was not perfect in their eyes, then they would use behaviors. And so something that has helped them significantly and a big light bulb moment for them has been not participating in the eating disorder conversation in their head anymore and having a reason that trumps all of that logic. So to back it up, what's helped them significantly is not necessarily trying to find logical reasons for why they shouldn't binge or purge, especially when they have feel like they've gone too far or they've eaten too much. Instead of trying to out-logic it or rationalize why that doesn't make sense, because in their mind, it technically does still make sense to them. What they've done instead is they've found a bigger reason and want to not do it anyway that is more important than whether it's a rational argument or not. For them, they're like, I just don't want to go back to being that person. I don't want to keep doing something that's harming me. Whatever the reason I think I should do it, I just don't want to go back there. I don't want to participate in that pain again. And that is something that no amount of arguing as to why it's helpful or why it is the right thing to do in this moment is trumps that for them. And that reason could be something different for everyone. They asked me at the end of our most recent call, what is something that you use that you tell yourself in your hardest moments? And for me, the reason that trumps everything, even sometimes when I still want to binge and purge, or I still have, like last year was really hard for me, I still have urges and stuff like that. The thing that I tell myself that trumps everything, even if I know I've eaten like way too much or something, I'm like, this is, even though it doesn't make sense really, like there is logical reasons why you shouldn't do behaviors, but my brain, my eating disorder brain is doing that. What helps me is thinking about how it's a never ending cycle and it's never just one time. And if I open that door, it's going to be really bad. I may be wrong about that. For some reason though, that fear and that, and then also knowing like my life is so much better without it. Even if this one time it could benefit me, overall, my life is better without it. And I don't want to jeopardize the life I have by going back to the behaviors. Therefore, this time we cannot, no matter what we think the reason is that we should. That reason trumps usually everything for me. And then also that humanity is tough. And just for some reason, it's super simple. Like I don't have to back it up. In my mind, it just makes sense of bulimia is not worth it. It's just never worth it to me now. And that's maybe taken years of sobriety to come to, but like I don't have to over-explain. It's just, it's not worth it. It's not what we do. It's not something we want to go back to. It's not something that we're interested in anymore. This client, same thing. So again, to repeat, instead of sometimes when you are trying to get through urges, thinking to outsmart it or think through it or think about why you shouldn't do it, I think that there's a time and place for thinking about that. But for this client in particular, and for some people I know, they'll rationalize their way out of anything, right? They'll like come up with a reason why they should still do it. So therefore, you have to just not engage with the talk at all. You just have to not make it an argument. It's like, again, trying to break up with someone or something like that, and they'll have every reason why you should stay with them. And instead of like the true reason is you just don't want to be with them, and they may have logical arguments as to why you should stay with them, but you just don't participate in the conversation anymore because for whatever reason, you
if they have valid points, you just don't want to be with that person anymore. And so you just stop participating in the conversation and say, we are done. It's the same thing here of just taking a step outside of your eating disorder brain and be like, we're just not going to engage. We're just not going to discuss it anymore. It's not a negotiation. It's not up for negotiation anymore. It just is not a conversation we're willing to have. And that really helped this client. And so I'm hoping that it helps you as well. All right, that's the episode. I know it's a short one, but I just found it to be a really fascinating conversation. It's a thing I think everyone needs to hear rather than trying to think their way out of things. Just having a trump card reason and using that rather than participating in the eating disorder conversation as a whole. If you found this episode helpful, of course, please feel free to give, or please just do, don't feel free, give my podcast a rating and review. It really helps me out and I appreciate it, and it helps other people find this podcast episode, other people like you that are struggling. And then also, if you want more resources or you want to find out more about me, you can go to bingebreakers.com or my Instagram handle, which is bingebreakers_bulimia. Okay, thank you so much for listening. Never ever give up on yourself. Bye.